The fight for the U.S. Senate seat, being vacated by Illinois Republican Peter Fitzgerald, has never lacked drama. First, there was the upset win in the Democratic primary by Barack Obama, an African-American state senator. He quickly took a lead in the polls, and his national reputation was enhanced when he gave the keynote address at the Democratic National Convention. On the Republican side, things didn't go as smoothly. The winner of the primary, Jack Ryan, quit the race over embarrassing details in his divorce records. This week, the party settled on conservative commentator Alan Keyes to take Ryan's place. Like Obama, Keyes is black. Unlike Obama, he is not from Illinois. Simone Orendine of member station WNIJ got some reactions in Republican country, DeKalb County.
After Jack Ryan withdrew his candidacy, Republican leaders searched far and wide for a replacement nominee. How far and wide that search was became clear when the Republican State Committee settled on Alan Keyes, the two-time presidential candidate who hails from Maryland. Illinois Congressman Don Manzullo likes the choice, calling Keyes a dynamic speaker.
The national media has already made Obama a national figure, so let's bring in another national figure to do a point and counterpoint and let the debates begin.
Kevin Miller, a member of the Young Republicans from Northern Illinois University, says Keyes' views, he is opposed to abortion and strong on family values, resonate with the state's voters. Miller says the choice of Keyes is fantastic.
After some of the troublesome times we've had from about 92 to about 2000, people are realizing that we need to return back to our conservative roots and do what's right for the people. We need to be pro-family. We need to support our school systems, and conservatism and the Illinois Republican Party are best suited for that.
Not everyone agrees. Scott Burford is a self-employed Republican from Naperville. He says he will vote for his party's candidate, but he adds he would be simply choosing between a lesser of two evils.
I don't think they're giving us really anybody to vote for this time around. I think that they just put candidates in front of us and expect us to pick from A or B and really not have a choice as to who really gets to run the office. I just think it's really a good old boys club that's basically screwing us taxpayers.
Laura McFall is a writer from Lee. She's an independent who votes for both Republicans and Democrats. Alan Keyes will not get her vote.
Since we're on radio, I suppose I should be polite about it. I think Alan Keyes is a raving maniac. I don't think he's going to be good for the state. I don't think he should be in politics at all.
Many Republicans say they would have preferred their candidate be from Illinois or someone with Illinois roots, but many conservatives who are familiar with Keyes' presidential campaigns like his combative style and strong positions and say there is nothing to apologize for. Rockford postal worker Joe Nicosia is glad Keyes is running for one reason.
I'm a pro-lifer. That is my number one issue above the war issue, the terrorist issue, everything else. I believe the abortion, the Roe v. Wade deal is the number one reason that I'm voting. And I believe Alan Keyes is a sincere Christian, and not just a Christian, but he's for the morals in this country. And I just believe that he speaks from the heart.
A majority of the Republicans interviewed say having the two Senate candidates on polar opposites bodes well. They say that, if nothing else, this will give voters a clear choice in November. For NPR News, I'm Simone Orendine in DeKalb, Illinois.